Instead of doing a teaching, I was hoping that we could share things from our meditation practice. I'll give a very short teaching from a mystic's interpretation of this week's Torah portion. I'm part of this DCPI, the Deepening Concentration Practice Intensive, where people meet all year long, like 3 1-week retreats scattered through the year. And they meet, some of them meet every morning. The teacher, we meet with them once a week, and then we do one-on-ones. So when their format is that there's a little bit of a teaching in the beginning, but then there's a sit, and then they share what's going on in their practice and in their lives. And there's incredible intimacy that we have felt here when we have done something like that, but they do it every day, sitting and then sharing from their lives. Some of them do it just once a week. And what they do is they speak from like actually what's happening right now in the moment and what just happened in their sit or in their lives. So first a teaching from on Ki Teitzei, this week's parsha. So before the Israelites have even reached the promised land, they're being taught now how to fight war and what to do in different cases of war. And so there's lots of rules about fighting wars that will be fought once you're on the land. Wow. And what you should do and not do to your enemy. And one set of rules deals with a woman who you've taken captive. So Jewish mystics saw this imagery as the capture of the Shekhinah itself, the capture of the female Godhead. And one such mystic I met one summer at Elat Chaim, which many of you know was founded by Jeff Roth, who is the co-leader of DCPI. The mystic's name is Rabbi Miles Krassen. Has anyone heard of him? Okay. He's pretty trippy. He lives in Albuquerque, and he serves as the rabbi of planetary Judaism. And he says it's an organization for disseminating progressive mystical Jewish teachings based on spiritual insights of early Hasidism and Kabbalah. So it was Reb Miles that taught me the chant that we did in the beginning. You fill all the worlds, you surround all the worlds, and without you, there's no reality at all. So here's a prayer and an interpretation of the woman who's taken captive in war. He kind of translates and reinterprets it. He calls it a prayer and practice for reuniting with the Shekhinah in Elul, in this month where we're preparing to enter the gates. So Krassen reimagines the opening lines of Ki Teitzei this way. It's chapter 21, verses 10 through 13. When you break out of the conventional way of relating to your challenges as a war, right? That we relate sometimes to our challenges as a struggle, a war. Being who guides you, that's the Adonai Elohecha, right? Elohim. Being who guides you places herself in your hands. You can redeem the spark of Shekhinah that was held captive within your unique challenge. You'll then be able to recognize the beauty of the Shekhinah even within her captivity, and your passion will be aroused to liberate her and merge with her. Invite her into the depths of your soul, where she can reveal her true nature. and rid herself of the fangs of judgment. Once she has removed the disguise of her captivity, let her dwell deep within you, arousing tears of teshuvah for the entire month of Elul. And then in the month of Tishrei, that's the month with the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and everything. Then in the month of Tishrei, you may fully merge with her in the way that consecrated lovers know they are one. May we all be blessed to recognize our unique challenges as opportunities to liberate sparks of Shekhinah. May rescuing captive sparks become our passion. May their liberation melt our hearts with holy tears of Teshuvah for the whole month of Elul, so that we may unite with our beloved on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Let us say, Amen. Rabbi Moshe, he calls himself now Rabbi Moshe Aharon Ladiziner, a.k.a. Miles Krassen. So let's just sit with that for a minute, and then whoever wants to speak about anything is welcome to.